Sitting in the car recording. It's dark outside and early in the morning. They should be working out. Instead, they're talking about their lives and what's going on. It's JJ and Shane on the pre-morning show.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the
pre-morning show.
Episode 99 of the frickin' podcast.
We're almost out of the frickin' podcast.
The freaking podcast. As always, we are your hosts. I'm JJ.
I'm Shane.
And it is Monday, April 15th, tax day, may I add, 2024. The time reads 5:12 a.m. It is a beautiful 60-degree morning.
60 degrees.
I was hoping you didn't catch that, but I'm glad you did. 60-degree morning here in Salisbury, Maryland. We are in the Pure Fitness parking lot, and as always, recording in Shane's vehicle. How the heck are you?
It's supposed to be like 83 degrees today,
dude. Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
It's, yeah. Is it?
I think so.
It's just that time of the season where, like, the past few days it's been really cold in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
like 40.
Yeah. Like yesterday, went to church, got there about 8. I was wearing my pullover, quarter zip, and my North Face, and my hat and my gloves.
Yeah, and then when you walked out...
And then when I walked out, yeah, I was holding all of that.
Yeah, yeah. That is annoying.
I hate that. It's so annoying.
That is annoying. But the pollen...
Yeah?
Pollen doesn't affect
you. Does not affect me.
It doesn't even make you sneeze a little bit, like when you're...
No. I could cut pollen in my hand and just...
Well, let's
wouldn't
see.
Wouldn't do nothing.
Go ahead. Take a couple... take a couple lines off my car. See if you can... Really doesn't bother you at all? I mean, it's not even like an allergy thing. I was just like, it has to irritate because pollen is literally like... It's trying to...
Just like dust.
Impregnate your nose. I mean, that's basically what it's doing. But whether you're allergic to it or not, it still should mess with you a little bit, no?
No. Not at all. Not at all. I feel bad for those that have to deal with allergies. Because it's like, I feel like you can't enjoy the nice weather.
You can still enjoy it, but it does put a hamper on it whenever there's a gust of wind and you start sneezing.
Especially recently, I feel like the pollen's been really bad around here. I remember when we would do tours and you could literally see pollen like just flying through the air.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been that bad as of late, but...
It's been pretty bad.
Pretty bad? Oh, okay.
I remember doing the open house stuff and my shoes would be just... My black shoes would just be not black anymore.
Yeah.
They'd just be green. By the end of the day.
Ugh. Like, you can see on the edge of my windshield, like, the pollen just, like, building up because it'll cover my windshield and then I'll turn on the windshield wipers and it'll just be on the edge, you know?
Yeah,
you can see, like, yours.
Yeah, mine was like that, too. It's all crusty.
It is the time for car washes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I'm like, well, do I really go get it and then immediately drive off the car wash place and it's just... instantly backed upon.
Maybe that's where you need to invest in a... this is the time to invest in a car wash membership, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Why are you doing that?
Mod wash.
Pre-morning show, car wash.
Hey.
We started
a
company.
Maybe we should do a fundraiser, you and I. We'll pick a spot on the side of 13, hold up some signs.
Most of our fans, I feel like, don't live over here. We'd have to...
have to drive 2.5 hours.
We'd have...
car wash.
People wouldn't understand what we were doing, but they would stop and let us wash their car.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the whole point.
Yeah. We don't need a fundraise for anything.
Maybe it's not about the money, it's about the friends you make along the way.
Okay.
What'd you do this weekend?
First and foremost, shout out to Vera, my daughter. She turned 3 yesterday.
I saw that. Late last
Hard to
night.
Believe.
Three She's years so old. Freaking cute, man.
She is very cute. Very cute.
Very cute.
So we celebrated her birthday on Saturday. Emily's parents came over. Her Emily's sister.
What do you call her grandparents? What do they call her?
Grampy and Grandma.
I mean, Grampy and Grandma. Okay.
Yeah. Wesley and Vera call them Grampy and Grandma.
Okay.
So they came by. Did just something slight, you know. Vera opened presents. We had cupcakes and cake that Emily made. Maya Bella's pizza.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, beautiful weekend. Yesterday we went to Ocean City after church. We didn't go to the boardwalk. We just went to the park that, you know, where they do the Winterfest of lights.
Yeah, what is that place?
I think it's called North Park or something like that. So we went there. It was extremely windy.
Yeah. Well, I can only imagine in Ocean City, because it was windy here.
Yeah. Just whatever it was here, multiply it by like 5. And that's how windy
it's been,
it was.
That's how it's been. It's been like really windy. Yeah. Like it's borderline. It makes it cold when it's windy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then I don't know what to wear.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. I thought it was nice outside.
Yeah, I had to put my hoodie on while we were there.
Anyway, so you went there.
Went there, and then so we hung out at the park. Vera and Wesley rode their scooters, played on the playground. And we left from there, went to Sweet Frog. And
all the treats.
Yeah, and then on the way back from there, we stopped at Emily's cousin's place in Whaleyville. You ever been to Whaleyville?
Whaleyville. I mean, I've heard of it.
Right off 50, before Berlin.
Yeah.
Stopped there.
I don't know what's
in there.
We
told ourselves we're only going to stop by for a little bit. We pulled in at probably...
You said her cousin?
Close to 5 o'clock. Yeah, at her aunt and uncle's house. We ended up leaving at like 8:30.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were there for a while. Shout out to Aunt Tammy, though. She cooked up a really nice meal. Pot stickers.
I feel like with a name like Tammy, it needs to be Aunt Tammy.
Aunt Tammy?
Yeah, not Aunt Tammy. That doesn't match.
Well, I don't really say aunt or aunt for her. I usually just say Tammy.
Okay.
Not usually. Actually, I always just say Tammy. Tammy.
Tammy.
Aunt Tammy.
That's so stupid. Okay. So you stayed there for a long time.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Did she cook something?
She did. She cooked up a really good meal. Spaghetti
Was it Maya Bella's pizza?
No. Pot stickers and...
Oh.
Spaghetti with like this like sausage meat, I think. I don't remember.
What are your favorite, like, pot stickers? Okay, so that's like a really fun appetizer. Like, if I see that on the menu, I'm always...
Really?
That's one of the things I'm always tempted to get.
Where do you see that on? I've never seen that on a menu.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I see it on a menu, I'm like, ooh, right. These are probably good. I mean,
but you don't rarely, also, you rarely see that.
What's the difference between pot stickers and fried dumplings? They're the same,
That's right? A good question. I wouldn't know.
Why pot stickers? What was it, stick to the pot?
Maybe.
When you're frying them, they stick to the pot? That would be annoying.
I don't know the difference, honestly. Because when you say dump, I imagine the same thing.
Why don't you just name it annoying to cook? I mean, do the same thing.
Pot sticker. Maybe pot sticker is the informal version of dumplings.
I bet you the Asian community does not like that.
What? So it's the same thing, but people down south call them pot stickers.
Pot stickers.
But if you are of Asian descent, dumpling.
It's dumpling. What disrespectful. yeah, if I see... What are some other...
My favorite appetizers? Is it an appetizer draft? Okay, let's do it quick.
Let's
get a quick appetizer draft in.
If you see items on a menu, like what draws your... Like what
strictly kind of appetizers.
Yeah, but more common appetizers, like that would be at multiple places instead.
Like an Applebee's.
doesn't have to be Applebee's. Like, I'll give an example.
Okay.
Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. I feel like a lot of places have those.
I was just pretty unique.
I was just at Brew River yesterday. They have them. Applebee's definitely.
Did you get those?
Them. No.
But you you wanted to get them.
I was tempted. I was tempted. Ended up going for the crab.
Oh.
Crab. Hold on. What were they? They were egg rolls. They were like crab egg rolls.
What?
Crab meat egg rolls. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm going that direction.
You want to get a quick draft in?
Best appetizers?
Yeah. Best appetizers.
Okay.
I only have a few that I can think of. I don't know if I can get... I can do five, but...
You want to just do three?
We'll start with three, and if we can go five, we'll go five.
Okay. Who do you want to start with me?
Why don't
best
you...
Best appetizers.
Why don't you do the honors?
Who's saying best appetizers... That okay because I don't always get appetizers. Do you get appetizers?
I mean, if like we're on a date, like we're getting an appetizer.
I've become more of an appetizer guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You had an appetite for appetizers lately?
I did. I have. I feel like every time I go out now, because we don't go out as much, so it's a special occasion. I'm like, let's get an appetizer.
That's what I'm saying. You're absolutely right, though. It's like, come on.
Why not go all the way?
Right. Dessert?
If I don't finish, I usually do not
no.
get dessert.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll go get ice cream if I want dessert. Like DQ. Yeah, okay. We'll go somewhere else. We won't get it from the place.
Okay. Or you could be like we were in college where we would go Applebee's and literally just get appetizers and that was it. And
then they had like $5 apps or whatever, right?
Yeah, like after 9.
After 9?
Yeah. It was like after 9 p.m., half off apps.
9 p.m. is the new midnight for me nowadays.
It pretty much is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We used to stay up. I'm sure you did, too. I used to stay up like 3, 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Yeah, well, we talked about this a million times.
I remember during the semester. There was one semester in college where my earliest class was like 2 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was off on Mondays and Wednesdays.
That is crazy.
And there was another day where my first class was at 4 p.m. So, yeah, I'm going to be up till 4 a.m.
Yeah, naturally. All right, I'll go first with the appetizer draft. What are the things, when I see them, do I feel like I need to get them?
After we finish this, I'm going to be at home thinking like, dang it, I should have said this.
I'm trying to think of the things where when I see the names, I'm always just tempted to get them.
Okay. So, is this a personal draft, or are you going for a, like, a public, like,
I was gonna
go for the public
I was going to go personal.
Personal?
Okay, everybody to each side.
All right.
That's a tough one to do a public draft. You'd have to say mozzarella sticks and,
Well, don't come on. You're about to name all the ones that I'm about to name, aren't you?
Am I?
I don't know.
Are you saying you're a common guy? You just go for whatever the crowd love.
I'm all of a sudden a common man for liking mozzarella sticks.
I'm gonna go.
Wow.
I'm gonna say crispy Brussels sprouts. I always
see. Oh my
see
gosh. Boo.
With a.
Okay, you're not.
Dude, you're a dick. I say what I like. When I enjoy personal draft, and the first thing you start pooping on me, boo! You just booed me.
I'm sorry. Crispy
for
Brussels
sprouts. You've never had crispy Brussels sprouts? A little olive oil.
I mean,
salt, pepper, honey, butter.
You couldn't
whatever
pay me to pick that off the menu.
Are you kidding me? With a little balsamic.
You couldn't pay me.
You don't like crispy Brussels sprouts?
I mean, I don't think I've ever tried them.
Well, that's
but there's
your
no
problem.
Way in heck I'm selecting that if out of a group of appetizers. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's more of like a fancy. I feel like it's a fancier appetizer.
Okay, I don't think I've ever seen that on a menu.
Where are you going to eat?
I'm not eating at fancy places. I don't have the funds for it.
You go to, I mean, so like Tall Tales around here, they have really good.
Crispy.
Look, like places like a breweries have them, you know. Crispy Brussels.
I
All right, well, see, then you gotta try it.
I would love to try it. I just don't know that I would try it if I was ever with you.
They're usually cheaper, too.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I just can't. I have a hard time.
Boo! Shut up. All right, you go.
I have a hard time spending money on something that I just. When I'm, like, picking something, I don't usually like to try new things when I'm out because I know I'm spending money. I want to spend money on things I'm not going to like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
But if it's on the table, sure. I'll give it a shot.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, if I'm going out, I want to try something new because it makes it more special. Even if I end up not liking the thing, I'm like, well, I took a chance.
I'll try new places, but those places that I go to, I'll
get the same
pick
things.
Something that I know that I'm going to
Which
like.
Is what? Go ahead.
I don't know. I'll have to read the description. If it's got meat in it, if it's saucy, I don't know.
Whatever you're in the mood for?
Yeah.
What's the appetite? I mean, what are you...
Okay.
Like, what
all right,
draws
my
it?
First... All right, here's my top pick.
And let's just be clear. When you're reading through the appetizers, I'm saying, what usually, like, oh, they have this. Like, what catches your eye? For me, I always notice, like, oh, they have crispy Brussels sprouts. Like, that's...
Okay. And all I'm saying is that's not for me.
Okay.
That's not going through my mind. And so...
What is, then? That's what I'm trying to wonder.
For me... I'm kind of torn because I kind of want to use my number two pick as my number one so that you don't pick it.
Okay, go ahead.
Crab dip.
Oh, that is really good.
Crab dip.
That's really good. Yeah, you were on a crab dip quest.
Yeah, the Crab Dip Chronicles.
Yeah, did you ever find the best crab dip around here?
We're still hunting.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we were in the off season, so you can't really get crab dip in the off season and expect it to be like really
we're
good.
Still hunting.
Crab dip.
Speaking of hunting, though, yeah. Really quick, just a quick.
Yeah.
I have never, in all my years of living around here, seen wild turkeys.
Around here?
Yep. And over this weekend, I saw like 20 turkeys.
Really?
While I was driving around. Big turkeys, too.
Where?
Big male turkeys.
Around here?
Just in the fields when I was driving. And I was like, what the heck? I don't remember ever, unless they were like female turkeys and I thought they were buzzards. I have never seen turkeys around
like
here.
Like actual, not turkey vultures. Not,
I'm talking
not the
gobble
like,
gobble type. Like big,
serve it
round,
up on a plate.
Thanksgiving pilgrim style.
Turkeys.
Thanksgiving turkeys. I said Thanksgiving twice. But, yeah, like big male turkeys, like that kind of, you see? And I've never seen so many at once when I was just driving around, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen a wild turkey around here. Wild?
And it's turkey season.
Is it?
I'm guessing that's why they're out and about. Yeah.
Huh. Still hunting.
Anyway, so you crab dip. All right. All right.
Crab dip number one.
Okay. Dang. That's a really good one. That's really good. Appetizer. I can't imagine listening to this and like just hoping, like, please pick what I like. Dang, dude. How am I already struggling? What else do I like to see as an appetizer on a menu? Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Queso.
Okay.
Chips and queso. All
right.
Yeah. I love that, especially a Mexican restaurant.
I mean...
La Toteca. Shout out La Toteca. Yeah.
Okay. Best?
I would say...
Cheese and queso?
Best queso I've had
They have like the milky like queso.
Oh my god, yeah. I don't even know how they get it like that.
Yeah.
That queso's is so good. It's good cold. Like really? I don't think queso is good cold.
No.
But that queso doesn't sound good. That queso is good cold.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going to go queso, chips and queso.
Okay. I'm going to go calamari number 2.
Oh man.
That was going to be my number 1, but
yeah, that's really good too.
I knew that I could save it for number 2.
You didn't think I was going to take that. So you're seafood. You're a seafood appetizer guy.
Yeah, you could say that.
All right, I'm going to take it up a notch.
Okay.
Boom, boom, shrimp.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's number 3?
Yeah.
It made me think of coconut shrimp.
Oh.
So that's going to be my number 3.
Okay, coconut shrimp.
Coconut shrimp, calamari, crab dip. If I see those on an... That,
what's with you and
I'm going to go for those.
So do you only go to seafood restaurants?
No. Fratelli's, though. I'm going to have to get their calamari again.
Have you had their crab
cake? I've always said calamari, but I guess that's wrong. Calamari.
Calamari.
Yeah. They've got really good
calamari.
It's
an Italian thing. I never really knew that, but it is.
Is it?
That's why it's at Fratelli's.
Hmm. Okay.
Hey, you had their freaking calamari?
Yeah.
At Fratelli's? Fratelli's calamari? You gotta be freaking kidding me. All right, that was 3.
That was 3.
All right, should we just stop?
Can you think of 2 more? I think that's good.
I think that's fine.
Honorable mentions, mozzarella sticks.
Of course. Pretzel. You ever get one of those big pretzels somewhere?
Not a big, you dip into it? I'm not a salted pretzel guy.
No, with the mustard with the and mustard. Stuff they bring out?
Or the mustard, excuse me. I had one. Oh, just like loaded fries.
Okay.
Loaded fries. Loaded tots.
Ooh.
Tater tots.
Honorable mentions for real.
All the fried stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
Yeah.
All right. How did we get on this again?
I don't know.
That just happened. Oh, you were talking about that you went.
Oh, the pot stickers. That's why.
Yes.
Because you said every time you go somewhere. You didn't.
Yeah, I didn't even say that. The whole entire tangent.
Everywhere.
I didn't even use that in my draft. What an idiot. All right.
Anyways, how was your weekend? You went to a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you go see?
Went to go see Joe Satriani and Steve Vai. It was insane.
Those are musicians?
Yep, those are guitarists.
Is that a band? Oh, guitarists. So no singing, just strictly playing.
Just playing.
Interesting.
There was a couple of songs where they had vocals to it, but that's not why we were there. It was guitar. And the people, it's so interesting when you go to a concert like that. Me and my dad kept like looking around and being like, did you ever picture like these kinds of people being here? It's all different kinds of people.
What kind of music is it? Like rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock, blues, very bluesy.
Okay.
What
was the main demographic?
Yeah, that's the thing. So the main demographic was funnily enough. Was that a word?
Funnily enough, yeah.
The same kind of demographic. Like you had like people that you would see at a car show. Like bit like tall, overweight, hairy, but facial hair, but only the around the mouth, the goatee. Hat, t-shirt of another concert on the tour that they've been following this guy around a little bit. Yeah, that was a long hair, and then you got the like tall, skinny, really long hair guy, ponytails.
Mm-hmm.
That's another demographic.
Mostly white people?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay.
And there's always like Russian people, like foreign European people.
How do you know that?
Because I can hear them when I'm sitting down. Or, like, walk around and you'll talk to somebody who's like, I have been following this man for, I don't know, probably 5 years.
I mean, I guess
years.
It makes sense if they're not, like, really, like, singing songs. It's just straight up music. And that's the beauty of music.
Isn't that crazy? That's what we were saying. That's exactly what we were saying.
Everybody can understand.
It brings, yes.
Right.
It's a universal language. That people understand what they're saying with the instruments without having to, you know, they're just a fan of how the music speaks to them, which is cool. It was insane, dude.
Where was this?
Warner Theater, Washington, D.C. I was not a big Steve Vai fan. I always knew of him when I was like learning to play guitar. And I thought he was just too much.
Bless you.
Thank you. His guitars always, me and my friends always just thought it was just ridiculous. His guitars, it had a handle as a part of the guitar, and we were just like, that's so stupid. Huh. Steve Vai is so dumb. But dude, after I saw him, I think he's probably one of the best guitarists I've ever seen. It was crazy. He was doing things with and to that guitar that I have never in my life witnessed before. And he brought out a three-neck, like, big giant, like...
Like what you see in Guitar Hero?
Like, dragon guitar. It was like this thing. He couldn't... You can't hold it. It's, like, on a stand. And he was, like, playing all three necks at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
He would, like, hit certain harmonics and notes on one and, like, go to the next one and, like, do a scale or whatever. Dude, he was
I'll have to look him up. Are these guys old, like in their 60s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They were like big in the 80s, 90s.
80s and 90s, yep. Yeah.
But the Joe Satriani, who was the headliner, he taught Steve Vai.
So the guy, the headliner, was like $80. It was like 80 years old.
No, it sounded like he taught Steve Vai, like they went to the same high school, and he taught Steve Vai how to play guitar in high school.
Okay.
And they became friends, and it sounds like that kind of thing. He's probably like 2 years older.
Okay.
Or something. But taught him how to play.
Taught him everything he knew, huh?
Yep, and then he ended up basically doing it better. So, but it was very cool because you could tell the difference between their play styles once you see him live, like back to back. Joe Satriani is really, he's very technical. He's by the book. He's really good at all the scales, everything. But Steve Vai is like, he takes it. He just does whatever he wants. It's like loose. He just goes. He's all over the place. It was a very cool difference between the two.
Okay. So you had to take Thursday and Friday off.
The concert was Thursday evening. Yeah, and being in the car with my dad. It was an interesting
experience.
Oh yeah.
Why?
He just cannot stand being around people.
He has road rage.
Oh, he has road rage as the passenger.
But and you I'm weren't like, driving.
I was driving.
You were driving. Okay.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying.
He hates big cities as much as you do.
If not more. 10 times more.
Okay.
I was the calm one. I was having to be the one who's like, Dad, you got to chill. Like, it's okay. We're just going to sit in a little bit of traffic. Every red light, if we even started slowing down at all, he's like, oh my God. It's like that. And I'm like, what do you want to do? You can't change anything about, I mean, it was just like, get out of my way. Everybody move. Like, it's that his attitude is like that in the car. He hates people getting in his way when he's driving.
Just so, like cutting them off.
But he lived on that side of the, like he grew up in Virginia.
Yeah.
Where we were. And so he was trying to tell me that my phone doesn't know what it's talking about.
He's telling you the way to go.
He's trying to tell me the way to go, and I'm like, I'm going to follow my phone. And then he's, like, getting mad at me what the phone's telling me to go. He's like, you shouldn't have gone this way. You're taking us all the way to Timbuktu and back. You have no idea what you're doing. The phone doesn't know. Take Route 66. I'm telling you. at just the whole time. I'm like, Dad, you don't, you might not trust your phone, but this thing gets me everywhere.
We all know, you know how he is with phones.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And he hates them. And he hates that it knew where to go.
You kids and these stupid phones.
Yeah, it got us where we're going.
So I talked to my cousin Keith this weekend. Yeah, I FaceTimed him. He's looking good. Haven't seen him in a while. I text him all the time, but haven't actually seen him.
Yeah, I thought you saw him. I told him, I was like,
man, you look good. Huh?
I thought you saw him in person recently.
No.
Oh.
I haven't seen him in person in a couple years. And I haven't FaceTimed him. Shout out Keith. Yeah, shout out Keith. I told him, I was like, man, your face is looking like more muscular.
His face was looking muscular?
Yeah, like you could just tell. I could just tell from just seeing his face that overall he looked more like built than before. But yet he had the audacity to tell me later in the phone call, he said, have you been exercising?
Wow.
He asked me. Not because he saw what I saw in him. He said that because clearly I didn't look good.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I thought he was complimenting
you. He said maybe it's the phone angle or something, because I was holding it like down here. It was not a good, that's not a good placement for when you're FaceTiming. I was like, all right, let me stretch my arm out and put the phone in front of me so I have a better view of my face.
What'd you say? Like, how about now?
Yeah, I was like, how about now? He was like, still the same.
Oh
like,
my no. gosh.
He challenged me to do a 10K by the end of this year. And he said he would pay me $100 to do the 10K, and he would cover my registration fee. That's how badly he wants me to do this 10K.
JJ, I'm just trying to help you, buddy.
And if I don't sign up for one, then I've got to pay him $50.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
Where?
I mean, it's a fair deal.
Where's the nearest 10? I know 5Ks are in abundance, but I don't know. I can't tell
maybe,
you where.
Maybe he wants
is.
Me to do a 5K.
Well, maybe you should ask. That's a big difference.
Well, he gave me a time limit, an hour and a half to finish it. So probably a 10K. 10K is like 6 miles.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
6 miles to run an hour and a half.
That's probably
what it is. If it's a 5K, it 3 miles, an hour and a half is plenty of time.
It's too much time, probably.
Yeah.
You could walk it in an hour and a half.
I learned that Keith actually ran a marathon.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
26 miles?
Because he lost a bet.
What?
He bet his friend that if he could get to a certain rating in chess, he would run a marathon.
Well, that's
which begs a question. I don't know what was on the line for the other guy. Like, what if he didn't reach the rating in time?
Why don't you just say that you want to run a marathon and then do it? Why do you have to? That's like saying, I bet you if I tie my shoe this morning, I'll run a marathon. It's like, okay, why don't you just run a marathon then?
I mean, he didn't want to run a marathon. He lost a bet.
Yeah, but he bet that he could get to a certain rating?
No, he told his friend, if you get to this rating.
Oh, his friend if he gets to the rating. Okay.
If the friend, not himself.
Okay, that's what I was.
Oh, you were
thinking.
I thought
he told his friend.
Hey, I bet I can get to 1,200 rating and I'll run a marathon.
I bet you if I eat breakfast this morning, I'll run a marathon.
No. He was challenging his friend.
Oh, okay.
That if his friend got to a certain rating, Keith would run the marathon.
Okay.
And so that's what ended up happening.
So he didn't believe in
his friend that runs marathons got to the chess rating.
That makes total sense.
And so then Keith had to run a marathon. 26 miles.
Yeah. Did he do it?
He did it. He said it was one of the most miserable days, if not the most miserable day of his life.
That's kind of how I felt when I was fasting, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. How'd you make out?
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. 73 hours, technically.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really hard. That was really hard. Man cannot survive on bread alone.
No. You cannot.
That's what we did. That's the guy. I just had to keep repeating that to myself in my head. Not out loud.
Yeah.
Man cannot survive on bread alone. You want food? Man cannot survive on bread alone. No, but it was really, really hard. If you wanna try with it, I'll do it again, but I'm gonna tell you one. It worked.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I'm like cut down, I got 187. I probably lost like 7 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've maintained that weight now?
I have.
You and I are about the same weight
now.
It's
pretty crazy. It's like it's lasting effects. I see everything is just a little bit tighter, like to my skin. Crazy. Okay. And that's the one, that's a big thing I noticed is, the effects of it, I feel like, are lasting.
Because I guess at that point, your body is just burning up all the fats mm-hmm. to try to survive.
Yeah, but I think it's very important. If anybody wants to try it, this particular protocol, I felt like made the most sense and worked the best. And it is, the first 24 hours, you only have water, and make sure you get electrolytes. It's so important that you get electrolytes, salt, potassium, magnesium. Make sure you get whatever you have to do to get those. I had electrolyte little packets that I had. And there's no amount that I didn't have. Like, I had 2 servings of this and 2 servings of this. It was just have them throughout the day. Drink a ton of water.
Yeah.
And then after 24 hours, the next day, at some point, you can start introducing bone broth. Why are you laughing?
It's just funny, like, introducing, like...
Well, yeah,
your body's not used to... I just feel like there's not many options. Bone broth.
Bone broth. I had beef, but you could do chicken if you want to.
Okay.
It's expensive. Bone broth is, like, $8.50 a serving. It's really, really expensive.
So you would just drink that?
Yeah, but...
I feel like that's not really fasting, then.
So, it's fasting in a different way. It depends on what you want. I mean, it depends on what kind of... it sure felt like fasting. it definitely didn't feel like I was eating.
Yeah.
But the levels, the way that it affects, like, insulin, you're not digesting. So you're not digesting anything.
Hmm.
The other thing that...
So during the 72 hours, you didn't poop at all?
I think in the first day I did, but then I didn't have anything to poop.
No.
I mean, what was I going to poop out?
Right. That's what I was just thinking about. Like, saves you time. Hey, opportunity costs.
There it is. I just stopped eating.
Making money.
I stopped eating. It was. I could have been doing so many other things. But yeah, the bone broth really, really helps. So the second day you do two servings of bone broth, and then the third day you do the same thing, 2 servings of bone broth, and you introduce slowly food. Back. So, like, the first meal I had, I sent you a picture of it. Rotisserie chicken, steamed vegetables, a little bit of rice. You gotta eat clean. I'll tell you one thing. If I do this again, I'm going to make sure that I slowly come off the fast.
Was it too much jumping into that meal?
It wasn't that day, but the next day, like, I could not eat any chips or fatty stuff, anything with...
What do you mean you really couldn't? Like, you don't think your body hurt my stomach. Handle it? Oh, okay.
It was like I could feel something was off, stimulating digestion like that. It was hard on my system. I could feel it. So you avoid stuff with like a bunch of fat in it.
Okay.
And because that's harder to digest. So you really try and keep everything lean. For, like, I would say up to two days afterwards, you could start eating like you normally did before.
Right.
And now I'm back. I'm like, fine.
You're normal again.
But yeah, it was hard. I
couldn't imagine.
I would love.
I feel like for me, if I came off a fast, I would be eating the most unhealthy.
And that's the problem, is I wanted to. So after I finished that chicken and everything, I was like, I need ice cream. I need ice cream. So I went, I got ice cream.
Just gained the 7 pounds back.
I got ice cream. And the sugar, I needed something, like, it was like my body was missing sugar.
Yeah.
So I did that. I wouldn't do it again. But it was really nice to have that the first night. or the first ending of the right. fast. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, the other day I learned one of our neighbors who always walks their dog. We got a lot of neighbors that have dogs and they walk them. But this one guy, Emily and I call him the Green Goblin because he looks like the actor who plays the Green Goblin.
Yeah, what's his name? Willem Dafoe.
Willem. Like, come on, what is that name? Willem? Seriously?
Willem.
Willem Dafoe. He looks like the Green Goblin, so we would always call him the Green Goblin walking by. The other day, Emily and the kids were outside playing. And I was out there too, eventually when I came home, and the Green Goblin walks his dog by, and he ends up coming into our driveway because it's just one of those situations where Vera was standing at the end of the driveway saying hi to the dog, and all of a sudden the dog walker wants to come up and just like, oh, here, play with the dog, pet him, which is fine, but our kids don't really like dogs all that much.
Right.
Vera, I guess.
Wesley does not.
Wesley does. He's allergic, so he he doesn't care much for dogs. But anyway, get this. The guy's name is... The dog's name is Ben.
Okay.
The guy's name is Buster.
Well, I feel like that should be
It's like reverse, right? So like when I was like... Because I asked him, I've seen you all the time around here. Like, what's your name? He said, Buster. And I was like, did he think that I was asking for the dog's name? So then immediately after, I said, oh, what about the dog? Like, what's the dog's name? And I expected him to be like, oh, the dog's name is Buster. But he was like, Ben. I said, okay. All right. Roles are reversed here.
You're going to see tomorrow... Or today, you're going to see the dog walking him down the street. He's going to have a leash around his neck. He's going to crawl. The dog's going to be on two legs. Hey, Ben! And Buster will be like...
It's like, come on. My other neighbor's name is going to be like Spike.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my neighbor. Yeah, Spike.
Yeah, Spot. Anyways,
my buddy Spike. Yeah, Spike. Scooter, Skip.
Oh my God, Buster! Yeah, that is hilarious that it was reversed like that.
I've never met someone named Buster.
Isn't the bunny
off of Arthur? His name is Buster, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
How did you remember that?
Because I don't know Buster anyone else know. Named Buster.
Buster, barely know him.
I wonder if that's just his nickname, Buster. I can't imagine that's his real, like, on his
what is Buster? What is Buster short for?
Buster short for?
Yeah, but what name do you shorten or extend to Buster?
I don't know.
Bus?
I don't know. But I got a kick out of that. His name was Buster and the dog's name was Ben. Can you believe it?
Benjamin.
All right.
I always thought it was funny when people name their dogs like human names. Or animals human names.
Yeah.
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 What are you doing?
I was just checking my notes for anything that I wanted to say. I'll save it for the next podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Episode 100. Which, by the way, we need more submissions. We need more questions.
Yeah.
Share your favorite PMS moments with us. And we'll bring it up on the podcast for episode 100.
Yeah, that's rapidly approaching. That's pretty crazy.
Can you believe it?
Was it 4 years? Three and a half years?
We started this in 2020?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we started this in 21.
We did?
Yeah, fall of 21. Did we? I'll have to go back and check.
Yeah, we'll have to check.
I'll have to do all the research. All right. You want to add anything else before we close up shop?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, we thank you, as always, for tuning in. This has been episode 99 of the
Pre-Morning Show.
We'll catch you guys next time.